Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So during the pandemic, how many of you walked into a business or a doctor's office or a store and there was a sticker on the ground and you had to stand on that sticker and the person behind you was on another sticker and you weren't supposed to go off the sticker? If you had a kid, you had to spread out and put that kid on its own sticker. And businesses had to buy the stickers. And I got to tell you, those stickers were pretty expensive. You had to, if you had a waiting room, tape off chairs or remove chairs and bolt chairs down so they were 6 feet apart. And how many of you, when you were doing this, asked, is this really helping? Where did they come up with 6 feet? Now, me as a physician, I'm looking at this and I'm like, that person over there farted and I could smell it. So I'm sorry. That's like 25 feet. And yes, I'm getting exposed. I don't think this 6 foot thing, this 6 foot rule is as scientifically sound as they're trying to make it. Well, Dr. Fauci did admit to Congress that no, it wasn't science based. And that obviously has drawn a lot of concern and criticism and then questions as to, okay, well, why did we go through all that? And actually, I mean, people were asked to leave businesses. Businesses were threatened to be closed if they didn't make sure there was 6 feet apart. Yeah, and it just made no sense. So Dr. Fauci had said that this just sort of appeared. It just sort of appeared, the rule. And so when I would look up studies, because I would be talking you guys through this, and I would say, look, being away from somebody who's sick obviously helps, but is 6 feet enough? And I said, no, it's not enough. Because if you have a current or air conditioning or heat or a fan, it blows. Now, how are we doing 6 feet social distancing on an airplane? How are two people in a cockpit doing that? If you're in a cockpit with somebody, even if it's a 6 foot long cockpit, you're probably going to get sick with something. And so one study said, actually, it's 3 meters, you know, where, you know, social distancing up to 3 meters, which is like a little bit over 9 feet, might prevent fewer droplets from getting to you. And so for those people who say, well, wait a second, I've been following the 6 foot rule. With COVID, it was all about 6 foot, 6 feet, 6 feet. 2 second rule. No 2 second rule. That's a misnomer. No 2 second rule. If you drop your pizza cheese first on the ground, I'd skip it. I wouldn't eat it. Have I dropped pizza on the ground and maybe just eaten the crust that was up? Maybe I have, but I wouldn't eat the cheese. No way. But the 6 foot social distancing rule was half-assed. And we called it, we all agreed that was ridiculous because you could be sitting across from somebody at a table and you still get exposed. So what is the distance of safety? I'd say another state, you know. Yeah, you know, I'd say maybe across the street, but I'd say use common sense. If you're sick and you're going into a person's house and it's the dead of winter and there's snow and nobody's going to have the door open or windows open because it's cold, and you are going to be going into the kitchen or near the bar area and there's other people, most likely you'll get them sick too. There's exposure. Okay? Don't share cups. Don't share glasses. Don't go to work if you're sick, because most likely you're going to walk into the, you know, the coffee room or the break room and infect other people. When you breathe a certain distance. When you sneeze or you cough, it even goes a farther distance. I mean, I think there was one study looking at flushing a toilet seat. That stuff sprayed 20 feet. You don't think a big achoo, you don't think something like that is going to spray it farther than 6 feet? So when you look at studies, they're going to say, oh, social distancing helped. Social distancing helped. To me, social distancing is not going to the social event. If there's going to be a, you know, wall-to-wall people at a bar, and, you know, there's people that are sick. If you're going to be hanging out at a bar, yes, you're probably going to get sick. To me, social distancing is rethink, right, being around others if you're sick, you know, or if you don't want to get sick. You know, if I don't want to get sick, I am not going to be, you know, bobbing for apples with people. I'm just not going to do it because I don't want to get sick. So social distancing really relies on common sense. If you could smell somebody's beer breath or coffee breath, you know, and they're sitting at their desk, you know, you're probably close enough to also get a pathogen. And the moral of all this is we never used common sense. And when a doctor or somebody, you know, challenged it saying, guys, you know, when you say 6 feet social distancing, the opposite is happening where people are like, oh, you know what? Here's a tape measure. We're 6 feet. We're good. We could stand right here. You gave people a false sense of security. When you told people that if you got the COVID vaccine, you wouldn't get COVID, people were, you know, out there, no mask, whatever. And you gave them this false sense of security. Common sense. You know, I understand there was this big narrative and we bought a whole bunch of shots and we had to get rid of them. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, have people follow order. But when you mandate masks, did you ever think that people were going to be reusing dirty ones? How does that help public health? We actually did less for public health. We actually hurt public health with all these quote-unquote public health measures of mandates than actually going, hey, guys, yeah, get a fresh mask if you want. Avoid big social settings or crowds. Get a vaccine. We have them if you want. Now it's the exact opposite. And nobody trusts the government and nobody trusts public health. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for years, people have said that if you are an only child, you're going to be more depressed. And that only child children badly suffer because they didn't have a room full of siblings. And I didn't really know what to make of that because most of my friends or friends' kids, well, when a family could only have one, child seemed to do fine. I love having brothers and sisters. In fact, it's my baby brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Jake. Hey, happy birthday, little boy. I love having brothers and sisters, but I would think it's kind of the opposite. I would think if you do have brothers and sisters, depending on the relationships you have with them, there could be mixed results with that. So this study, this latest study, now it came out of China, So maybe they just wanted everybody to kind of calm down that they didn't get to have enough kids because of all the restrictions that they used to have. Actually, there was research coming out of China that this, I think, followed, where teens with no siblings had the best mental health overall. So in China, they're saying it's okay if you don't have siblings. Researchers at Ohio State University looked at the mental health of teenagers in the U.S. to those in China who tend to have fewer siblings, and they found that U.S. children with just one or no siblings displayed better mental health issues like anxiety and depression than those with multiple siblings. So this idea of having a big family that's really, really good for everybody, is it? Now, which is worse, having a family where you have older brother and older sister beating up on you and the younger brothers and sisters getting you in trouble, or having nobody to play with, nobody to, you know, be able to shield the parents? If the parents are in a bad mood, yeah, go take it out on my sibling and not me. You know, I'm mixed on this. And as a physician, I don't think we have enough studies to say one or the other. You know, now, why would, shall we say, a child with no other siblings, why would they be more mentally, why would that be an advantage? Well, it could be that if somebody doesn't have a sibling, they had to learn how to do self-play. They had to learn how to be more creative. They had to learn how to socialize with other kids and be able to make bonds with other individuals. Honestly, I think people's siblings did too. I did that. But maybe that's one reason. You know, maybe it's because they have a special relationship with the parents that they didn't have to split. That they get all the attention, they get all the resources, rather than, well, we got to take care of Johnny and blah, you know, it's all about them. You know, they don't have to share a bed with multiple siblings. They don't have to have hand-me-downs. They get to be more spoiled. Could be. And it doesn't mean spoiled in terms of monetary sense. It's that they don't have to, you know, with fewer resources that have to be split up, you seem to benefit more. Whereas with siblings, and again, I see both sides, but with siblings, you know, if you were bullied by a sibling, if your siblings are toxic, if you are watching these movies and TV and seeing friends where their siblings are their blood brothers and blood sisters, and you don't have that, you don't get along with your sibling, you feel like something's wrong with you. On the other end, I think having siblings are fantastic because you have somebody that by duty of DNA bond has to listen to you when you call them. You have a automatic buddy. You have an automatic playmate. If nobody wishes you a happy birthday, you'll always get a call usually, or you know, most of them from your siblings. You have somebody you could rely on. In fact, I think siblings, you know, I'm always fascinated by the evolutionary advantage. Why would God, or why would in nature we be born into a den of siblings who want to beat the crap out of you? How does that help you from an evolutionary standpoint? Cain killed Abel. You know, there was jealousy over the birthright, things like that. Well, because, as I've said before, I think it's a dry run. I think if you've had siblings, you really know how to work with people. You really know how to navigate, maneuver, negotiate. Now, if you have an older sibling that made your life hell, bosses are nothing compared to that. Now, if you have a baby brother or sister that made your life hell, and you were able to figure out how to overcome that. If you could survive 18 years of your siblings, you're ready for anything on this planet. And so, personally, I think it really depends. And with any of these studies, I really think it depends. I've seen individuals where I think the studies would also be interesting is looking at the families where there are siblings, but the siblings move out and there's a child that was born 20 years later from the oldest sibling. So that child now has older parents and they're basically being raised like an only child because all the siblings are out of the house. That would be an interesting study too. You know, how did everybody fare, or was it, you know, that, you know, personally, I think there should also be studies on older parents versus younger parents. You know, I've seen that the way older parents parent are a little different than the way younger parents parent. And I think older parents, I think some of these children really are helicoptered. They're more babied. They have more of a guilt trip if they leave their parents. I mean, you know, when you're a younger parent, like my boys, I told them, leave. They were 3 years old. And I go, you want to move out? Go. See ya. You know, Brock was in the back of my car. Forget, I think it was 3-4 years old, going, I want a new mommy. Okay. You want a new mommy? Good. See ya. What do I want to be? Get out of the car. Oh, I'm just joking. Oh, yeah. What do you guys want for Hanukkah or Christmas? I want a new mommy. Get the hell out of here. Fine by me. But when you're older, you're like, oh, no, why? Oh, why do you want to know? What am I doing? Oh, no, you're not going to take care of me. Because when you're older, you're like, who's going to take care of me? The kids. So you want to have that bond, and you almost, you know, enshrine them into, you know, your life. So you did. So honestly, I think, you know, it depends on the parents. It depends on how the siblings treated you. It depends on your social network. You know, only children, most of the only children I know, I have cousins who are only children. They're fantastic. They're doing fantastic because maybe they didn't have to go through all the trials and tribulations that they had to with siblings. There's also a lot of baggage. There's a lot of drama you have to take on. You know, and some of these single individuals don't have the drama. But, you know, if you are having depression, you know, if you are feeling isolated, okay, and you are an alone child, and you say, well, it's because I was a single child. It was because I didn't have siblings. I'm telling you right now, there are many of us with siblings that do feel alone, too. It's everybody. And, you know, if you notice, there's a lot of studies kind of looking at why are we so depressed. I tell you why we're depressed. We're depressed because our goals are different. Because we're so easily satiated now, where you don't have to earn something and then get that euphoria when you finally, you know, are able to save up enough money for a movie ticket to go and see the movie. Now, we have entertainment at our fingertips. We have all sorts of fake food we're eating and consuming. How is that helping our moods? It's because we don't know what our future is going to look like. Rather than, okay, I'm going to work hard, and if I work hard, this is what I'm going to have. Right now, there's no rhyme or reason who gets what. And the rules are changing every day. And you also see a lot of bad things going on on this planet now that we have access to news, and I think we should be aware. But, you know, you realize life isn't La La Land. You realize at any time, you know, a group of individuals could come into your country or your concert or whatever and rape and murder and behead at any moment, that you're not always safe. You know, and so having a sibling might help, not having a sibling might help. But if you at all are anxious or depressed, talk to somebody about it. You're not alone. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the economy is strong and should continue to grow in a positive direction. Yellen sat down with ABC News and told Elizabeth Schultz that's how she sees things. She went on to say there's no obvious reason why the country would enter into a recession. While President Joe Biden was busy talking about Bidenomics and his successes, social media was busy having him for lunch over his extended gaffe yesterday at the Earth Rider Brewery in Superior, Wisconsin. That's where he gave a speech on the economy and seemed to lose track of what he was saying a few times. Donald Trump took the stand in his own defense yesterday in Manhattan in the civil defamation trial against him. Closing arguments were expected this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I apologize. I'm going to put this one up on Facebook Live. Some of you like the videos, so I'm trying to do it. It's just you have to forgive me. I'm not very tech savvy, so it's hard to kind of do videos and radio at the same time. So as many of you are, you know, dealing with the weather, looking at where you want to travel, I am starting to travel less by plane. I'm not a big airplane fan. I mean, I'm grateful when I have to take one to New York because I don't want to drive to New York. I'm very grateful to take a plane if I ever have to go overseas. But if I could go someplace where I could just drive there, I do. And so I'm going to California this weekend, and I drive. Usually I drive. I don't think I've ever really flown into Los Angeles. For me, I could make the trip in under 4 hours without speeding.
holding in my pee. But I trust me, I'm not speeding when I make it there in under 4 hours. But where I need to go, I could do. And then I like having my car, because then I could go wherever I need to. I'm not a big Uberer or Lyfter. I think it's cool. I've done it. But I'm so old school that I just want to rely on my car, even though there's no place to park when you go to SoCal. But there's been talk of a train that would take you from Vegas to Southern California, or Southern California to Vegas. And this has been something that has been talked about for decades. Well, it's starting to finally become a reality. It's called Brightline. And I'm hearing that they are looking for 11,000 people to work on it. It's supposed to be an electric train, a high-speed train, that would travel 218 miles. And I think what? It would be in a 2-hour, 10-minute span. Now, it's not going to take you to Santa Monica Pier. It sounds like it's going to take you to Rancho Cucamonga. And Rancho Cucamonga is kind of nice because it's off the 15. So if you have to go to San Diego, if you have to go up to go to the Inland Empire, and or you want to go, you know, to L.A., it's a great hub. Of course, many of us are like, well, now what do you do in Rancho Cucamonga? Well, apparently there are other transits stations that you would then be able to jump onto. So you make the artery, you make that straight jet, you know, to the Rancho Cucamonga station, and then you would, you know, branch out to where you need to go. And I'm actually a fan. I might not ride it early on, because, you know, but I'm actually a fan of us starting to do what Europe does in terms of merci, enchanté. I love the fact that in Europe you could take a train anywhere. You know, people think going to Europe is only for the bougies or the rich people. I thought that too, until I was able to pull some miles together, get over there. Once you're over there, it's cheaper than traveling in America. Traveling in America is very expensive. When you have airplanes, when you have to rent a car and all that, but you hop on a train, it's cheap. And in Europe, I went from Paris to Amsterdam, through Brussels. You could take trains anywhere, you know, and get around. I mean, you can even take a train from England, because, you know, it goes under the channel to France. You take trains everywhere, and it's not as expensive as traveling in the United States. So I have been wondering when we would do more of a, and these are high-speed trains. I've been wondering, when are we going to do a, you know, much better job of having sort of public transportation that we could do that's echoes what the parallels, what Europe does. Now, some of you are probably thinking to yourself, wait a second. 2 hours and 10 minutes from Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga. Okay, I could get to Barstow in 2 hours. I could get to Victorville, right, about 2.5 hours. So it's not super duper. We're not talking 200 miles an hour. Right, so it's, I know some people are like, okay, I don't want to go lightning speed, and then, you know, a bunny rabbit comes across the track and we're done for. And I also understand we've had a lot of train derailments. Train derailments happen pretty frequently, and we don't always hear about it in the news. So I get, and something like this derails, that could be some serious stuff. So I'm asking you guys, you know, are you, if something like this would happen, you know, how quickly are you to jump on it? You know, would you, day one, say, I'm there? Would you kind of, let me just wait and see how it is and maybe try it out once? That's me. Or would you be like, oh, hell no, I want my car? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, you know, I've traveled a lot in the car. My parents didn't have money to travel by plane, so we would always, you know, drive everywhere we had to go. And we didn't really go much except to California, or to and from California, because I was born there and we had family there. And you know, for me, I'm very used to the highway. I love highway driving. I would do the Reno to Las Vegas drive all the time when I was in medical school because I couldn't afford a plane ticket. And for me, remember, gas was like 90 cents a gallon at the time. So it was cheaper for me to just gas up my little truck and go, you know, drive 7 hours, peeing in Tonopah or Goldfield, and then saving money on a, so I didn't have to spend $60 on a flight. I didn't have $60. I'm sorry. So, I think, a lot of us do like highway driving. I get bored, but as long as I have my music or I have an audio book or I talk to people on the ride, but highway driving has its own risks. And so I would be in even more support of this if we find that it is eliminating some of the deaths that are happening on the road. When people get grumpy, one of the reasons why this is being brought up is if you've ever driven to Las Vegas on a Friday, or driven back from Vegas to California, Southern California on a Sunday, you are stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic, sometimes not moving. And people get grumpy. And they'll start, and they get antsy and they get impatient. They'll start driving on the side of the road. They'll try to cut people off. And it's dangerous. I mean, I really don't like the road to Phoenix where you only have one lane. It's just a two-lane highway. So people are trying to pass other cars when you have to drive into oncoming traffic. I can't stand that. So at least, the I-15 and most interstates are pretty good in terms of eliminating that. But the... I've known people's, family to have died on the road. I've been in accidents on the highway, and it's something that we need to kind of decide what is the safest way to do it. And highway driving is one of the most dangerous times when you operate your vehicle. Even though more accidents happen within a 5-mile radius of your house, because you're not paying attention, you're used to the streets, whatever, the more dangerous, deadly are on your highway trips. That's why they always say that Memorial Day weekend is one of the deadliest weekends of the year because of traffic accidents, because people are getting out of Dodge. They're done with the school year. Let's pile up the kids in the car and let's head to Disneyland. So I like the idea of a high-speed train, but I'm nervous about it. And are we going to have enough people, are we going to be able to get the 11,000 people to construct it? Is it going to have issues like we're seeing with Boeing, where now, oh my gosh, they're getting sued for what happened with the Alaskan airline where a panel flew off mid-flight? I mean, that's frightening. Are we not going to have enough oversight? I think we can all agree that the Department of Transportation has been struggling recently, and there's been a lot of issues, whether it's the FAA, whether it's near misses in, on tarmacs, whether it's train derailments, whether it's, issues at the airport. I mean, these are things that if you're going to convince people to do something, you want to make sure that they feel that you've done the proper oversight. And then I'm dying to find out what the price is going to be, because if they're going to make that the cost of an F1 ticket, I don't think a lot of people are going to then take it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, many of you ask where my political leanings are, and, you know, obviously my dislike for Obamacare could stereotype me, but where I stand on a lot of things, especially when it comes to health care, is common sense and doing the right thing. So if I disagree with the COVID mandate, doesn't mean I'm anti-vaccine. It doesn't mean I'm MAGA. It doesn't mean I support Biden. It just means that I'm using common sense. Yeah, and when it comes to LGBTQ, AI plus gender-affirming care and how we approach minors, you know, with what I'm seeing is happening in the schools, I start to wonder if it's becoming a little hypocritical. If you're really looking out, let's say, for a child with gender dysphoria and you're really worried about their suicidality, and you are making a case at school saying we cannot tell the parents, then you're not doing gender-affirming care. You're not supporting that gender dysphoric patient. Because if they are at risk for suicide, then you want all hands on deck, especially those who are with the child 365 days of the year. You also then don't want that child misgendered. So wouldn't you want the family to know? So the child isn't misgendered 365 days of the year. So the problem I have is when they make these public health policies, they're actually possibly doing more harm than good. And so if you speak out, they go, oh, okay, well, it's because you're on the other side politically. No, I just want it done right. LGBTQAI plus recognition and access to health care and treatment, let's say, for those who have gender dysphoria is an art. It's an evolving art. There are medical protocols. And I just get so angry when I see people do the wrong thing in the name of being an activist or trying to help them. So one of the latest headlines is the World Health Organization has a transgender health policy committee. Okay. All right. But apparently, Fox News and Daily Mail is reporting that most of the members don't have medical background. They might be gender activists, but they don't have medical background. And this is for not transgender public policy. This is transgender health policy. Why not? Why don't they have more people with medical backgrounds? The World Health Organization published brief online biographies for each of the 21 members of the panel in December, which has been tasked with coming up with a guideline on how countries should treat people suffering from gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria is such a challenging medical and psychological diagnosis that you need all medical hands on deck. I get you might be, you know, in support. That's fine and dandy. But if you're going to be making guidelines, because that's what these countries need. These countries need to know what happens to their fertility. Will I get sued? As we're starting to see now, lawsuits come from people detransitioning, saying, whoa, 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 you didn't tell me this would happen. Countries need guidelines. And they need medically sound and studied and evidence-based guidelines. But you're not going to have a panel full of doctors or medical professionals? According to a news release put out by the World Health Organization, the guideline, quote, will provide evidence and implementation guidance on health sector interventions aimed at increasing access and utilization of quality and respectful health services by trans and gender diverse people. All right. There are 21 members, 11 of them no formal medical training. 10 have medical backgrounds. Now, are these medical backgrounds psychiatry? Endocrinology? Fertility? Oncology? I mean, we know there's cancer risks with hormones. Hematology due to blood clot risks. If you do have medical professionals, and some of the people on the panel, barely 8 are full-fledged doctors, what are their specialties? How do we know that your son, who you're going to be giving estrogen to, is not going to get a blood clot and die? How do we know your daughter is not going to have fertility issues when they do want to have a child? See, this is what's interesting. You know, some of the arguments that are being made is, you know, some people, gender dysphoria, they don't, they're fine not having fertility. But I thought one thing that has been happening is people who are transgender men, transgender females, want to have babies. Why are we assuming? Yeah, you know, we're doing puberty blockers. We're doing, you know, why are you not allowing and making the decision for them to not reproduce? What if they do want to have the ability to reproduce? Oh, they could adopt. Oh, what if they don't want to? I, you know, we're trying to be progressive. I get that. But sometimes the more progress you're making, the more you're actually hurting the individuals trying to help. And so, you know, where do I stand? I stand by, if you're going to do this right. You have a child that is depressed. And a counselor who talks to them about the options of why they might be depressed brings up one option is it because maybe you feel like you're in the wrong body? Huh, yeah, I never thought of it. I don't think I like being a girl. Yeah, I think I'd rather be a boy. Okay, all right. Was that decision long and hard? Was that well established? Does a child who's 8, before they slowly start changing, because these kids are having puberty early now, does that child who's 8, does that child understand what life as a transgender would be like? Does that child who's 8 understand if, you know, what fertility issues might happen? And the average child who's 8 has no idea if they want to have babies. They'd probably say no. You know, and so a child who's 8 cannot make informed consent. So, get a family member involved. Oh, no, we can't get a family member involved. Why not? Well, because they'll kill the child. Okay, I don't know of that many cases. Trust me, I want to prevent kids from being killed from their parents. But I think the average number of children being killed by their parents is not because of transgender issues. If suicidality is a result of transgender issues, then you want to make sure everybody at home can do suicide watch. You want to make sure that child gets the care they need. You cannot, as a school, when you are trying to also teach them math and reading and all that, also provide the deep psychological counseling and medical care that that child needs without involving the family. You're doing them a disservice. You got to get the family involved. So if a World Health Organization is going to have a health committee that doesn't necessarily have all these specialties covered, do you have the therapist? Do you have the fertility doctor, the oncologist, the hematologist, the endocrinologist, the family medicine provider? Do you have the urologist, the gynecologist? Then I don't think it's an adequate committee. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.